Jim McGovern, let's talk about the Iran deal. You know, you're sitting up there in Massachusetts in the beautiful 2nd District. You've been around for a while. Obviously, the Republicans have seized upon this. They've gotten some Democrats to go along with them. Is the deal in danger?
Well, it's going to be close, but I think that the momentum seems to be on the president's side. And by that, I mean, you know, having enough votes to be able to sustain his veto when he vetoes the resolution of disapproval that the Republicans will send to him in the House and the Senate. So I'm hopeful that, the numbers of people who declare from this point forward will be more and more in the president's favor. Look, this is incredibly important for a whole bunch of reasons. Not the least of which, I think it's in our national security interest to make sure that Iran doesn't get a nuclear weapon. And this is the only way to prevent it. Absent this agreement, Iran has the green light to do whatever it wants to do. And then what do we do in response to that? Do we bomb them? Do we go to war with them? I mean, what are the alternatives other than an agreement to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon? And nobody's being naive about this. I sat through countless briefings, classified, unclassified. I've sat down with nuclear non-proliferation experts, nuclear scientists. I mean, trying to make sure I did my due diligence to assure myself that this was a good deal. And it is a good deal. It is a good deal. Secretary of State Kerry deserves credit for negotiating a very good deal. And by the way, a deal that is much stricter than the deal the Bush administration attempted to negotiate with Iran, the one that they had originally proposed. I don't think Iran could cheat. Based on all the expert testimony that I've heard, they can't cheat. If they cheat, the agreement's off. But there's no other alternative other than a bad alternative, which is war. And I'm sick of these wars, and they don't work. So maybe we ought to try giving diplomacy a chance here.
What is the politics of the situation? I'm walking gingerly here. I'm Jewish. I'm for the deal. But there's an assumption that guys like Schumer and others have to go against it because of their constituency. What do you make of that? Is it too unfair a question?
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, I think that everybody ought to be taken at their word that they're making these decisions based on, what they feel is right. Clearly there are a lot of pressures out there. Prime Minister Netanyahu has, been really out front on this in opposition to this agreement. Although we are learning that there are, security analysts and defense experts and former intelligence people within the Israeli government that are now telling us this is a good deal, that we should take it. And I think it's fair to say that there's a split within the Jewish community here in the United States. But I think, when I listen to some of the debate on this, a lot of it is based on, perception and emotion and not on fact. People say, well, we shouldn't have a deal. How can we deal with Iran? We don't trust them. Well, those are the countries you need to have a deal with. Those are the countries you need to have an agreement with. We don't need these kinds of agreements with our friends. We need them with our adversaries. I mean, that's the whole point of a negotiated agreement. The other thing is that this is an agreement not just between the United States and Iran. There are other countries involved. This is a multilateral negotiation. So if the United States Congress were to say, we'll scrap the deal, we'll try to fight for a better deal, we're on our own. Because the other nations that signed on to this, they think this is a good deal. And so there's no indication that, that they wouldn't relax the sanctions on Iraq, on Iran. In fact, that's exactly what we expect them to do. I mean, so the sanctions regime that we have on Iran would not be as tight. And then, our intelligence people are telling us there's no reason to believe that Iran would want to go back to the negotiating table. We all think that Iran is of one mind. There are hardliners in Iran like there are hardliners in the United States. There are people in Iran who do not want to have a deal with the United States and other Western powers because they don't want Iran's future to, be more and more westernized. So if this falls apart, they're fine with that. And they can say to the moderates in Iran, we told you so. So this is, you know, this is an important moment. If we're ever going to have a negotiated deal to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, it is now. If this thing goes down, I don't think we'll have another negotiation like this in my lifetime. Mm. And in fact, I worry that Iran will move forward and build a nuclear weapon, and then we'll be debating a military response, which is something I think we ought to try to avoid.
I want to switch. We only have about 3 minutes, but I wanted to ask you about the White House's new clean power plan. I know you're an environmentalist of the first order. I know you're concerned about the way in which we're going in terms of climate control and the rest. What do you make of this? Is it too late?
No, I mean, we're not too late. And I give the administration credit for coming up with the plan that they did. I'm not thrilled that they're at the same time going to be drilling in the Arctic refuge area, off the coast of Alaska, which I think kind of contradicts all the talk on climate change. But nonetheless, I think that it's an important step forward. And I'm hoping that at some point, maybe Congress might go along with a few of these things. You know, the Pope Francis is coming here in September to talk about a lot of different things, but specifically about climate change. My hope is that, you know, his visit will help provide a little bit of wind at the president's back, but also kind of challenge Congress to do something. You know, we still have some climate change deniers here, but then we have some people who, you know, who understand it's a problem, but, you know, don't want to get into the politics of what you have to do to kind of fix this problem. But my hope is the Pope might be able to persuade some people to do something, because we may get to the point where it is too late. And I don't think that's what we want our legacy to be for future generations, that we knew that we were destroying the planet and we just went along and did nothing. So this is an important moment. And my hope is that, you know, that we come back, maybe Congress will do something. That's wishful thinking, because we're in an election year, and that's even more difficult to get good things done. But every once in a while, you know, when you look through history, you see Congress has moments where it actually rises to the occasion. On the issue of climate change, we need to rise to the occasion.
I got a minute and 32 seconds. You want to wish happy birthday to Social Security?
I love Social Security. I want to wish them happy birthday and many, 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 many infinite more, birthdays to come. Look, Social Security is one of the most successful social programs in the history of our country, it is continuously coming under attack by those on the right wing who want to privatize it or eliminate it. But it is vital, we need to figure out ways to keep it solvent, you know, forever. And we ought to have those discussions, and we ought to do everything we can to make sure that whoever's the president, whoever gets elected to Congress, understands that this program is important, that it needs to be protected, it doesn't need to be destroyed, and that's an issue I hope is front and center in this election for president, because there are candidates out there who do not think that Social Security has any place in our society. They are wrong. They were all public. They're also well off themselves, so they don't have to worry about it. But we need to fight for these programs, Social Security and Medicare. Can't take them for granted. But it's one of the great achievements of our country, and I'm proud to wish them happy birthday.
Jim McGovern, who is the congressman from Massachusetts' 2nd District, Democrat in office since 1997, and a great guy. Thank you for being with us. When I come back the next time, let's talk a little bit about ISIS, okay?
Look forward to it.